Well, in terms of teaching children how to respect both their mother and father, I think the bigger problem often is respecting the mother, because the mother's around the children all the day. But I'll answer both. The first thing that's most important, I think is half the problem, is that children see a burning, passionate, warm, respectful love between father and mother themselves. If they see dad and mom hugging each other every day, telling each other every day how much they love each other, and being very respectful of each other, being very kind to each other, being just sweet and loving and helping each other out and getting each other coffee, and you know what it is. There's this attitude of respect that fills the home because mom and dad have that respect for each other. Secondly, if any of the children don't respect my wife in some comment they make, I take them into a separate room we call the sunroom where discipline is administered, and I sit them down and I say to them, your mother, you has done so much for you in your life, you could never ever repay her your whole lifetime, and you are to honor her. One of the greatest sins in the eyes of God is to disrespect your mother. I don't ever, ever, ever want to hear you speak that way again to your mother. Do you understand me? I love you. I love you. But don't ever speak to her that way again. And, you know, one child, we had to do this a bit more often. And we gave out some punishments. And after the punishment, we scoop them up in our arms and kiss them and tell them we love them, and it's resolved. But I think the main thing is to have a very close marriage. I think that does a lot for that whole attitude of respect. But also, each child needs to be handled differently. I think one of the problems is that sometimes we try to handle all our children exactly alike. And sometimes when there's a lack of respect, we need to dig deeper and ask our children, reflective listen them, and find out what's bothering them. Where's the internal anger coming from? Especially if it's a teenager. And probe the bottom out of it until we find out what's going on. And sometimes that means talking between spouse and child, and maybe sorting some things out.